We'll have Mark test it tomorrow morning and get a real good understanding of what we're dealing with. So I'm not going to speculate on what we think in terms of the length of this. We'll know everything we need to know by the morning, I think, by the time we meet tomorrow.
But by saying the length, does that make it sound like it won't be available on Thursday?
I mean, again, if he goes in and it's all clean and everything's good, then there's a chance. But the spectrum's there now with what we think. It was so far in title on the wall. I don't know. The game happened so fast down there. I'm not screaming at the ones that in the middle of the ice that you see coming from a mile away. You're looking for a different call, but we're not going to complain about it.
Paul, obviously you need to keep things in perspective. It's just one game, but the games are all very important.
And, yeah.
You can characterize how the team played tonight.
Yeah, we came out, you know, which is very tight. And so I don't have the answers for you that as to why. I would not take that team lightly. I think, you know, you've got almost a group of guys at times you wonder if they care too much. Like, they really do. I mean, and you could feel it tighten as they went. A lot of strange plays with the puck out there that I don't have an answer for how it happened. And the power play was tight, and things that are easy to do weren't. And you can almost feel that on the bench. So you're getting to learn your team, and they'd relax for a few minutes, and the chatter'd pick up, and we'd start playing better. And I just felt the weight of the game a little bit.
It's almost like that what you just said, the weight of the game. It's almost like their pursuit of a playoff chance and the trade deadline. It all became real today, and they're gonna have to figure out how to handle that pressure going forward, because they're all gonna be real.
Yeah, absolutely gonna have to figure out how to handle that pressure, and we're doing that with a bunch of other teams, right? So you take a look at the last 5 out of 6 points coming out of the break. If we flip flop it, win this game, you know, lose the game against Phoenix in the shootout and going to Nashville, everybody's pretty pleased and happy. And if you look at the other teams that we're competing with, they've all, you know, they've got losses in there. So this is what the challenge is now, handling that, handling an injury, if there is one. And it's part of the process, the learning process. You know, I didn't get a sense at any point, like, they practiced hard yesterday, you know, one of our better ones of the year. They're on it. And you watch a little quiet, but that's okay. It's a focus group, you're telling yourself, and then too quiet almost. And when there's no ease to your game, you're feeling it. So at 2-1 going into the third period, and I don't think it got any easier at any point, find a way to get that game to the overtime, and you take the point, and you're 5 out of 6. And that number give you a good chance to get there.
Is Chris Thorburn okay? You look on the sheet, you have him, or they have him for less than a minute.
Yeah, he sustained an upper body injury, and he'll be revalued as well. So, you know, you look at all those numbers there, we got a lot of 22s. And that's, we ran a real short bench and had to with 10 forwards down a goal. And that had an effect on, I think, how sharp we were, but not till later.
The efforts there, is it just the bounces that are going away?
Oh, no. I mean, we're not giving back any of the bounces that we've had here in the first stretch. So, no, we won't look at bounces. Tonight would be a good example of our brains going 100 miles an hour and our feet not doing the same thing. You know, you'd rather see the speed and the pace. But dealing with that pressure down the stretch is what this is all about. You know, we'll look to bounce back and be a real good hockey team in a couple of days.
Because it's a stretch, do you spend time teaching right now, or do you just move on?
Both. No, I think you have to. You know, we're not just going to go drop the puck and hold our breath. We want to get better. You know, we've played some darn fine hockey here. We've had some stretches where our compete was what got us through it, the block shots. And tonight, at the end of the day, the execution with the hands and the feet wasn't good enough to win the game. It was good enough to get a point, but we'll learn, you know, we'll learn. We're a young team, and we'll learn how to get better at that. That being said, we weren't winning our last 21 games. I mean, we weren't. Nobody is. So
we're going to learn how to handle this now. Paste them back together and feel good and go out and play a hell of a game against LA.
Okay, guys. Thank you.